This is Malone Lam, 20 years old, Singaporean, and he's shot to infamy overnight for allegedly carrying out one of the largest crypto thefts from a single person in US history. And then he went on a spending spree, dropping obscene amounts at nightclubs in Los Angeles, gifting handbags worth tens of thousands of dollars, and amassing a collection of more than 30 luxury cars. So, what was he doing in America, and how did he pull it off? First, here's what we know about when Lam got to the US. He arrived in October 2023 on the US Visa Waiver Program, which allows tourists to stay up to 90 days without a visa. Fast forward, and it's been more than a year, and he's clearly overstayed his welcome. Court documents also revealed that Lam had no permanent residence while he was in the US, and he wasn't employed, so essentially he had no legal status there. Nonetheless, he apparently toggled between LA and Miami, where he was eventually caught. Now, let's look at the scam, one of several since at least August this year, that landed Lam in trouble with the feds. Online, Lam goes by the monikers Anne Hathaway and Triple Dollar Sign. His partner in crime, Jean-Dale Serrano, calls himself Versace God and @Skidstar. They came up with a plan to scam someone in Washington, D.C. We'll call him the victim. They chose him because he was a high net worth investor from the early days of cryptocurrency. A lot of planning went into hoodwinking the victim. Prosecutors called it sophisticated social engineering. It's basically a fancy term for someone gaining the trust of another in order to extract sensitive information. Their modus operandi worked like this. The goal was to make the victim think that his Google account was being compromised. In the week leading up to the theft on August 18th, a third person was roped in to send him notifications. These were fake alerts of unauthorized Google account access, and the attempts also looked like they originated overseas because proxy and VPN services were used. So imagine if you kept getting multiple notifications saying that someone was trying to get into your account. How would you feel? Worried? Bingo! Cue Lam and Serrano. On August 18th, they called the victim pretending to be from Google's support team, saying that there had been an attempt to hack his account and they needed to shut it down. They convinced the victim to divulge his account security codes. Lam then allegedly accessed the victim's OneDrive and Gmail, where he found the victim's Gemini crypto records. There are screenshots of conversations between Lam and Serrano as evidence. And then, to make it more believable, Lam and Serrano then upped the ante, calling the victim and this time pretending to be from Gemini's security team. They convinced him that his accounts had been compromised and then got him to transfer about $3 million worth of crypto into a wallet controlled by Lam. They then got the victim to download a remote desktop connection program for security. He agreed, and this gave Lam and Serrano real-time access to his computer. All this time, remember, they're still on the phone call. Serrano allegedly manipulated him into opening various files on his computer, including those with private keys to his Bitcoin. While Serrano was on call with the victim, Lam used the access keys to steal more than 4,100 Bitcoin, worth more than $230 million at the time. These screen recordings track how they did it step by step using a mirror program. And you can see Lam's Anne Hathaway and Serrano's Versace God display names here. So, what did they do next? Well, Lam and Serrano allegedly laundered the funds through various mixes and exchanges using peel chains and digital wallets. And then, the opulent spending spree. Travel, nightclubs, swanky cars, jewelry, watches, designer handbags, and ritzy rental homes. Lam bought 31 luxury cars, including custom Lamborghinis, Ferraris, and Porsches. Some were a cool $3 million. 22 of these are still missing as of September 24th, including this one. Serrano rented this house in California at $47,500 per month. Lam also splurged on multiple home rentals in LA and Miami, including on Hibiscus Island. One had a monthly rent of $68,000. Lam also went big at nightclubs in Miami and LA, burning through about half a million US dollars each time. But the fun didn't last long, and their extravagance was short-lived. On September 18th, exactly a month after the theft, Serrano was arrested at Los Angeles Airport after he came back from the Maldives with his girlfriend. She tipped off Lam, who immediately deleted his Telegram account.
On the same day, Lam was nabbed by police in Miami.
According to the Miami Herald, the FBI raided this posh waterfront home, said to be a celeb favorite Airbnb rental. And at another house, they seized cars and watches. Lam was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering in a U.S. district court in Florida on September 19th. On November 14th, he appeared before a judge in Washington, D.C. for a pre-trial hearing to discuss the disclosure of evidence. That's where he requested a speedy trial, which means that the trial cannot be delayed indefinitely. His attorney, Scott Armstrong, told us, "Mr. Lam is 20 years old and unfortunately caught up in a very complicated case. We will vigorously defend him." Lam is currently in remand in Virginia, and he'll return to court on January 9th next year for another pretrial hearing. For each offense, he faces up to 20 years in jail, and he could be fined up to $250,000 US dollars, or up to twice his gains from the scams.